The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With Nissan Subscribe and Drive. No deposit, no compromise, no fuss. Find out more at nissan.ie.
About today. I'm sure some of you will want to get in touch after you've donated, of course, will want to get in touch about restrictions and the lifting of restrictions that is planned for October 22nd and whether it might go ahead. You heard Neffet and Leo Varadkar and Pat Kenny earlier, apparently a little wobbly given the increase in case numbers. We're going to get a sense of what that increase in case numbers and hospitalizations looks like on the ground in hospitals in just a moment. But first I'm joined by Ian Redmond, the owner of Tramline in Dublin. Ian, you're very welcome to the show. I mean, there is a possibility that certain parts of the nightlife industry will not open on October 22nd if Neffet get cold feet. How would that impact you?
Well, it'd be devastating, Kieran, and thanks for having us on. And just listening to your fundraising there, I'd like to offer €500 support towards that campaign. It's such a worthwhile cause. Oh. So from behalf of Tramline and yeah, absolutely. So
Ian, you're a gentleman. You're a gentleman. Well, thank you very much.
Well, let's put that aside. Yeah, it would be a disaster for us. Like, we just have to plan, and we've been planning for the last 3 months to open. When we got the date 6 weeks ago, we've been planning on the 22nd. We've rehired staff. We've put a full management team in place, and we've pre-sold all our tickets so there wouldn't be any cash handling on the night, and the queue would move as efficiently as possible, which with as little impact and social distancing. So, yeah, it would be devastating for us. If Neffet spring a last minute thing, as they have done all along, and to the annoyance of the Restaurant Association, just giving advice like 24 hours before opening. So we've a full catalogue, an itinerary of events from the 22nd to reopening. We've had a fantastic band kicking off at 7 p.m, which we've invited the trade and friends and family along to. And then we've a club night for 18 to 21 year olds. And we're sold out to capacity, 900 tickets sold for it. So we've orders gone into our suppliers who have been so patient with us through COVID for the last year and a half. Like, we're a nightclub. We haven't opened one day's trading in the last 18 months. We've done everything we can. We've got the best ventilation system in place to change the air. The cohort that will be coming to our venue is the highest level of vaccinations in Europe. It's well over 90%. And for Neffet now to come out with an arbitrary figure, it's untenable for us. We can't. It would just be heartbreaking, yeah. Soul destroying for us.
Because you mentioned there, I suppose, the situation that the restaurants have been in down through the months of COVID-19. I mean, as an industry, they've been marched up the hill and marched back down again many, many times. Is that your fear, that we get to kind of a Friday and suddenly the plans for Monday are all upturned?
Well, absolutely. Well, in this case, we're opening on a Friday. So if our plans have to be turned, if they come out with a figure and say you can only open to 60% capacity, what a logistics nightmare it would be for us, you know. So we just don't leave it till next Thursday. Tell us now. Give us time to plan. If you are going to cut our figures, do it now. Do it tomorrow. Don't leave it till the last minute. You know.
And if they were to do it tomorrow, if they were to listen to your plea and say, "Well, listen, we want a clarity. We'll give you clarity. You're not going to reopen to the degree that you had hoped to reopen." What would be the impact of that? At least you'd know what was going to happen on October 22nd and 23rd.
At least we know. Like we've staff in hiring, bar staff, floor staff. We've everything in place. We're going to the courts to apply for a special exemption orders next Wednesday. So we just need some certainty. We were told yesterday from the budget that special exemption orders would be, there'd be no charge for them as a support package to Christmas. That's fantastic. Yet, no, the court service don't know what's going on. There's a meeting on Tuesday to discuss it. So we're still left in the limbo on this. So we have to go and pay for special exemption orders in order to open next Friday, even though we've been told publicly by the government that we don't have to pay for them. The court haven't been told what way that looks. So Yeah, so it's just we need some joined up thinking. We need just someone to take control of it. We're the last industry to open, and we've stayed quiet and patient. And it's just not fair on us or our staff or the youth, like the 18-year-olds who've never been out to an event like this. You know, 19-year-olds have missed it. You know,
and I know we can talk about, I suppose, the revelers on the one hand, and it is important for those younger people to be able to get out and socialise again. But I mean, people's livelihoods are at stake as well, aren't they?
Well, my livelihood's at stake, and all the staff's livelihoods. The suppliers have been so patient, you know, with us as well, you know, and all our creditors, you know. So to meet them over the last few weeks and build a plan on how things look going forward, and then to have the rug pulled from under us would just be a disaster. So we're just. Look, we have the highest level of vaccinations in Europe. Like an event, one of our staff ran. Recently had 380 attendees and only 6 weren't vaccinated. That's 97.5% vaccinations out of a cohort of 380. Mm. So, we don't need vaccine certificates. We don't need antigen testing. They're all vaccinated. Like everyone, and like at a minimum, if somebody did want to say, well, there is going to be restriction, like a thermometer check, a laser thermometer check on the way in, that's practical when you're showing ID as well, just to get a temperature. Yeah. If anyone's over 37, then God, look, maybe not tonight, you're a little bit high, like going into a doctor's surgery. I brought my son to the dentist yesterday. First thing was to check him for going in. It makes sense, sensible ideas around reopening, not just to cut it to 70%, cut it to 60%, just arbitrary figures at the discretion of NEFID. It'd be crazy.
Ian Redmond, owner of Tramline in Dublin. Ian, a pleasure speaking to you, and thank you very much once again for that €500 donation to our Going Extra Mile campaign here to raise money for Ireland's children's hospitals. newstalk.com/Going Extra Mile. If you too are feeling generous like Ian, it doesn't have to be the full €500. It can be anything, a few euro, a few cent, whatever you have to spare.